It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We gotta lose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
$500 million. Michigan State University has settled hundreds of lawsuits filed against it by the survivors of Dr. Larry Nassar's sexual assaults. The settlement will cost the school at least $500 million. Attorney Jamie White, who represented the dozens of women who sued the university, confirmed that settlement. He said $425 million is to be paid now. $75 million will be held in reserve. White said it's a chance for the women to begin to move forward. In his words, "I don't think they can ever be made whole, but this is a step in the right direction." From this week in agribusiness, some members of Congress will join with state agriculture directors and farmers in Washington today to discuss the importance of agricultural trade. The press conference will be held with just hours left before the deadline set by the Speaker of the House to consider in Congress the North American Free Trade Agreement. The lawmakers, state ag directors, and farmers will also discuss the retaliatory tariffs that have caused market disruptions and affected ag commodity prices. Among those scheduled to attend is the director of the Missouri Department of Agriculture, Chris Chen. Also from this week in agribusiness, they are writing the Farm Bill in Washington, with amendments being made this week to that bill passed along party lines by the House Agriculture Committee. There could be a vote by the full House today or tomorrow. Have you made your final plans? More than half of Americans say upon their passing from this earth, they want to be cremated. This is according to the National Funeral Directors Association. And the group says that by the year 2025, almost two-thirds of us will opt for cremation. The rate of cremation is highest in the western states, we're told, up around 70% there today. The funeral directors say cost has become a factor. As land values have climbed, it's more expensive to have a cemetery and maintain it. Casket prices have increased. And then there's the fact that this is a more transient society in America today. We are not tied like we once were to our hometowns. Oh, and there's one more thing. USA Today reports another factor in more cremations is that our citizens today have weaker ties to religion. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.